success and something greater. Your Magic Key by Sharon L. Lecter and Dr. Greg Reed. Performed by Donna Postel. In Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill used the phrase, "Thoughts are things." We can claim ownership of our thoughts and credit for the actions we take in conjunction with them. However, by itself, is a thought sufficient to produce our desired level of results and success? The answer, according to Hill, is no. While thoughts are things, their ability to produce a desired outcome is dependent on the emotion or feeling that accompanies that thought. Emotions have a tremendous impact on our thoughts, and depending on the emotion, and whether it is positive or negative, each thought could be an asset or a deficit to our progress. It is also true that the greater the level of feeling that accompanies each thought, the more likely it is that we will actually act on it. You feel what you think what you feel. Let's decipher that statement. We all have thoughts, either positive, negative, or indifferent. Those thoughts will produce correlating feelings. When we think negative thoughts, we will have bad feelings. When our thoughts are positive, they will likewise produce good feelings. But according to the phrase, we also think what we feel. In other words, our emotions influence the thoughts we have. It's something we've all experienced. When we're happy or excited, the thoughts generated are typically very positive. Feelings and thoughts, therefore, can be construed to be inseparable. As Hill states, when thoughts are paired with emotions, they will have the most impact on our success. It's a thought-provoking philosophy that deserves further consideration. John Assaraf is an interesting case study. In his early years, he was considered what people might call a hustler. He would do just about anything and everything to get what he wanted. Young John cheated on school exams, stole, got in frequent fights, and struggled to learn. In fact, in his first New York Times best-selling book, Having It All, he is affectionately known as the street kid. He was the stereotype of the kid least likely to succeed. To the surprise of his parents and teachers, John turned his life around. The principles he employed and learned helped him build 5 multi-million dollar companies in real estate, internet software, business coaching and consulting, and brain research. Currently, he is the founder of Praxis Now, a company that develops brain training products that drive individuals to achieve excellence using the latest evidence-based neural science. He does this by using a proprietary blend of technology and support so that people and corporations may achieve quantum learning.